So Jan's going to talk about Jan, do you want to present now?
Okay.
You might as well, since we have you off, I don't know how to go back. Okay. I'm sorry, not watching. Jan is, Jan Hong will be our next presenter. She's an assistant professor in the School of Rural Public Health at Texas A&M University Health Science Center. She's been working in behavioral interventions to reduce HIV and STD risks in developing countries, and particularly in China. And she's going to talk about perceived social support and psychosocial distress among children orphaned by AIDS in China.
Yeah, to continue the topic by, started by Jack on OVC, I'm going to focus on the children affected by HIV/AIDS in China, and specifically looking at the relationship between perceived social support and psychosocial distress in this population. Before I start my talk, I'd like to make some acknowledgement. This is an internationally collaborated project involving universities in the States and in China. And the project was funded by NIMH and NINR to Dr. Xiaoming Li in Wayne State University. A little bit background. As we know, the number of children orphaned by HIV/AIDS worldwide was estimated to be 15 million in 2003, and the number could reach 25 million by 2010 and 40 million in 2020. We all know that the death of a parent during a childhood has a profound and lifelong impact on a child's psychosocial well-being, and also there's an established literature on the perceived social support and a child's psychosocial well-being and also physical health. But so far, most of the studies on this area has been conducted in Africa, and there's not so much data on other on the population from other continents, particularly in Asia. The China Minister of Health estimated that there are more than 100,000 children orphaned by AIDS by the end of 2004. And the UNICEF estimates an additional 150,000 to 250,000 children will be orphaned by AIDS over the next 5 years. The Chinese government hasn't done much to help out this population until the end of 2004, when they realized the situation was really bad. But the reliable data on this population have been very limited, and so far most of the numbers were based on estimate. This was a picture, a small child grieving on their dead parents in rural China. So going back to the study objectives, we're going to do some comparisons on the perceived social support among this population. Specifically, we're going to do three comparisons. The first, we're going to look at the perceived social support across the children orphaned by AIDS and the vulnerable children. Vulnerable children refer to children whose parents are HIV positive but still alive. So they are still living with their parents. And also the comparison children are children who are living with healthy parents in the same communities. Also, we're going to compare the double orphans and single orphans. So double orphans refer to children who lose both parents, and single orphan are children who only lose one parent. We're also going to compare children in different care arrangements, children in orphanage, children in kinship care, so meaning children are being taken care of by their uncles and aunts or grandparents, and also children in group homes. So the group homes are and also a government-sponsored program, usually a husband and wife volunteers taking care of the orphans. The second objective of the study is to examine the association between the perceived social support and the psychosocial distress of these children. So the study site is in Henan province. Henan is an agricultural province in central China with a population of almost 100 million. And from mid-1980s to early 1990s, many poor farmers sold their blood and plasma to the blood collection centers. But the procedure of collecting blood and plasma were very unhygienic or contaminated, which resulted in a large number of farmers were infected by HIV and AIDS. That practice was stopped in early 1990s, but still many people were infected and already died, leaving many children behind. And we picked two counties that were most severely affected by this epidemic as our study sites. So as you could see, the Henan province was located in central China with very dark color. The darker the color is, the higher prevalence of HIV is in the region. This is a typical, the pictures we took from the site, a typical scene in the village. Those were cemeteries where the many people died from HIV AIDS were buried. It's so many, many cemeteries. A typical house in a rural Henan province, so it's a very poor rural area. Another house. So we recruited three samples of participants. The first is 755 AIDS orphans, including 296 double orphans and 459 single orphans. The second group was 466 vulnerable children, and the third group was 404 comparison children. And a picture we took when we visited an orphanage. And it was me with two boys in an orphanage. We measure, first, demographic characteristics, and second, the psychosocial distress, including depressive symptoms, loneliness and social dissatisfaction, self-esteem, future expectation, and hopelessness about future, and also the perceived control over future. And of course, we measure the perceived social support. This is a multidimensional scale we adapted from a scale developed by Zimet and colleagues. The original scale included the support from family, from friends, and from significant others. But in our qualitative phase, in our formative phase of study, we found that in local culture, the support from teachers was also a significant aspect of perceived social support. So we added additional four items to the original scale. And the Kronbach alpha of the scale was 0.88. The statistical analysis, we used chi-square, ANOVA, and multivariate general linear modeling. So here is a table of demographic characteristics. We have almost equal proportion of boys and girls with a mean age of 12 years old. And the number of siblings for these children are 1.6 siblings. And the family SES was a composite index we composed from four items, including the parents' education and the parents' occupation, and also household income. And as we could see that there was no significant differences across the three samples of children except in mean age, where the children in AIDS orphanage, where the AIDS orphans were slightly older than the other two groups of children, and also the comparison children had a slightly higher SES. Here's a table. We compare the perceived social support across three groups of children. We see that children in, the vulnerable children perceived the lowest social support comparing to the AIDS orphans and also the comparison children. And here we compare the perceived social support between the double orphans and single orphans. They were not statistically significant. I mean, significant, you know what I mean, difference. And here we compare the perceived social support among the double orphans, but the double orphans in different care arrangements, orphanage, group home, and kinship care. And children in group home had the best perceived social support comparing to children in orphanage and kinship care. And here we look at the relationship between perceived social support and psychosocial distress. We categorize the level of perceived social support into three levels by 25, 50, and 75 percentiles. So it's low, medium, and high. And of all measures of psychosocial support, the levels of perceived social support, I mean, significantly related with their psychosocial distress. That's consistent with the literature. So children perceived high level of social support usually have better psychosocial well-being. And after we ran the multivariate modeling, we found that, again, the level of social support was still significantly associated with their psychosocial well-being, even after control for the key demographic characteristics such as gender, age, and family SES. So to conclude, we found that vulnerable children or children living with HIV-positive parents had the lowest level of social support. And we found no significant difference in social support between double orphans and single orphans. And orphans in group home had the best social support than their counterparts in orphanage and kinship care. And we found the significant relationship between perceived social support and psychosocial well-being, even after controlling for potential confounders. And there are some limitations of our study. First of all, the samples were not representative because we only recruit children from Henan province, and that province, all of the HIV-positive individuals were infected by unhygienic blood collection. And also, we had a relatively small sample size for comparison among double orphans. Some policy implications. We all know that children affected by HIV/AIDS need more social support, particularly as we found in our study, children whose parents are still alive but affected by HIV, they need more attention. And we found severe acute potential psychosocial problems among children affected by AIDS in China. We also need more studies to find out care arrangement, what kind of care arrangement to improve children's psychosocial well-being. As I said earlier, children in group homes usually do better than children in orphanage. And we need culturally and developmentally appropriate intervention for children affected by AIDS. We also need more studies to explore the risks and resilient factors affecting the psychosocial well-being of these children. The disclosure information, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Jan. Certainly very complimentary to the first presentation. Let's get this going, I'll get it right. So we're going to continue with this theme of what happens during early childhood.